Chapter 4. Our car radio was barking, crackling, and squealing at a high pitch as cars were directed to the vault in the middle of the block on Walnut Street. Cruisers and ambulances screamed past us as Conklin and I closed in on the scene. I badged the cop at the perimeter, and immediately after, Rich backed our car into a gap in the pack of law enforcement vehicles, parking it across the street from the vault. The vault was built of stone block. It had two centered large glass doors, now shattered, with a half-circular window across the doorframe. Flanking the doors were two tall windows capped with demi-lune windows, glass also shot out. Shooters inside the vault were using the granite doorframe as a barricade as they leaned out and fired on the uniformed officers positioned behind their car doors. Conklin and I got out of our car with our guns drawn and crouched beside our wheel wells. Adrenaline whipped my heart into a gallop. I watched everything with clear eyes, and yet my mind flooded with memories of past shootouts. I had been shot and almost died. All three of my partners had been shot, one of them fatally. And now I had a baby at home. A cop at the car to my left shouted, "Christ!" Her gun spun out of her hand and she grabbed her shoulder as she dropped to the asphalt. Her partner ran to her, dragged her toward the rear of the car and called in, "Officer down!" Just then SWAT arrived in force with a small caravan of SUVs and a ballistic armored transport vehicle as big as a bus. The SWAT commander used his megaphone, calling to the shooters who had slipped back behind the fortress-like walls of the vault.
"All exits are blocked. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Toss out the guns now."
The answer to the SWAT commander was a fusillade of gunfire that pinged against steel chassis. SWAT hit back with automatic weapons and two men fell out of the doorway onto the pavement. The shooting stopped, leaving an echoing silence. The commander used his megaphone and called out,
"You, put your gun down and we won't shoot. Fair warning, we're coming in." "Wait, I give up," said an accented voice. "Hands up, see? Come all the way out. Come to me," said the SWAT commander.
I could see him from where I stood. The last of the shooters.